Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
Cassandra McDonald. I'm telling you, it is a pleasure. Woo, hallelujah. I need a praise break. That's where I'm going. I need a praise break after what has happened for the last 2 days. Well, you know, our God is faithful. My goodness, He's such a faithful, loving, kind, magnificent, wonderful God, who continuously loves us. He doesn't love us because of situations. He loves us in situations. And it's just magnificent to know who he is and why he is. He's an awesome God. Just an awesome, awesome God. And he said, oh, that men would praise him for his wondrous works unto the children of men. That's what he's looking for. No matter what the situation is, no matter what's going on, will you still give me glory? Will you still give me honor? Will you hallow my name? Will you be that significant one that I know is going to glorify and praise me? I was reading in Isaiah today, and he was saying before you were in your mom's womb, your belly of your mom's womb, he says, I ordain you to represent me and to praise me and to make my name glorious. That's our purpose in God right now. And that's our subject for right now. It is hallowed be thy name. He is so purposeful in us. That's what he wants us to do, is to hallow his name, to adore him. I mean, he's worthy. I'm telling you, I've been working on my new book, and I'll be giving you more about that. My book will be out here in a month or so, and I'll make its debut. And it's called The Power of Joy, a Sustainable Source. And because I've been so concentrated in getting it ready for the publishers, I'm telling you everything that I can think of. And of course, it's never everything. But I will say incredible things have come against me. I'm like, wow, God. But I stay in that worshipful and praiseful mood because I'm talking about joy and rejoicing evermore. And hallowing his name and giving him glory. And it's like it's here, but it's kind of just passing over me because God's in charge. All the things I write about, do I believe it? You know, when my time is coming where I'm being tested on it, will I pass with flying colors? Will I waver? Will I just trust him? Will I already know that I know him and I know the power? Our subject is hallowed be thy name and its power. There is power in his name. Power. And our theme for the year is thy will on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will on earth, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In 2017. And so what we use for this year thematically was the Lord's Prayer, and we're on the part of hallowed be your name. Well, his name was so respected, so honored, and so adored throughout the Old Testament, even though they didn't even know they called him Yeshua. They didn't even know his name. And I said his name was so important, he didn't tell anybody, reveal what his name was until he wrapped himself up in flesh, walked amongst us, so that we could, showing us that we have the power in his name to avoid sin. Avoid it. Yeah. And he told us his name is Jesus, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And through the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed and connected in him. I love our scripture reading that I chose was from 2 Kings. 3rd chapter, 15th verse. But now bring me a minstrel. That blew me out of the water. Commercial break. Next week and I don't have it in front of me. Oh, I know I can get it. Let me go to it right quick because I'd like to give this to you, Priscilla, because it's coming up and I'm really thankful about it. Here we go. Next week of the 25th in Columbus, Ohio, we're going to have our threefold education and enrichment conference, and we want to invite you to be there. Yes. And it is going to be held at 620 McCutcheon Road, Gahanna, Ohio, and 43230. That's 620 McCutcheon Road, Gahanna, Ohio, 43230. And the name of the facility that we will have this conference is called Center Point Gahanna Church. Center Point Gahanna Church. And if you look on my YouTube page, it was Cassandra McDonald. I have the video giving you the details. And it's a threefold perspective that we're approaching and focusing on finance and skilled disabilities and the music ministry. So come out and be with us from 9 to 3. You can register at www.cfacause.com. And the reason why it had me to pause, because in this scripture, Elisha was being called on by the king of Israel, the king of Judah, and the king of Edom. And they bound themselves together, hey, like a threefold cord. And they said, we're going to go up against the Moabite with the three of us together. We should win, he says, but nope, we're not going to win. We're going to all be defeated. And so someone said, well, isn't there a prophet in the land? Is somebody that can reach God, reach hallowed be thy name, and tell us really what's going to happen? Isn't that amazing? If you just stop a moment and think about that analogy, that strategy, they wanted to know what was going to happen. So they called on the prophets, and the prophets will prophesy. They said, what thus saith the Lord? And they believed that. And here's the thing. The prophet walked in such a stead with God that he was able to get a word from God now. And that was the expectancy that they had. Oh, my goodness, if we had that now. Well, let's pray and fast and see what God's going to do. Okay. Is there not a prophet in the land that can pray and tell you what God is going to do? Is there not one available that can tell you? Does anybody walk this way with God so that we know, you know? I said, Lord, I want to be that one. I'm walking so that you can ask me, and I have another prophet spin, and I mean, oh, she'll say, okay, what does the Lord say? Tell me what's in your heart, and the Lord bless it, comes past. Okay, I need to recognize that in myself, but we're just not, or I'll say, I was not trained that way. You just watch and pray and wait and see. But if you look at the scriptures, that is not what they did. So they said, yeah. There's a prophet. His name's Elisha. Go get the prophet. And guess what Elisha did? He said, 2 Kings 3rd verse 15, 3rd chapter 15 verse. But now, bring me a minstrel. Those are the singers. Those are the ministers of music. That's what he called us. I'm like, hey. Woo! Somebody needs to be able to usher in praise and worship to change the atmosphere. You need to be atmosphere changers. When you're on your job, you become that covering that blesses them. It's like the Ark of the Covenant. It didn't make any difference. Check that out. Where the Ark of the Covenant resided, whether it was with the enemies, whether it was with the Israelites, Judea, they were always blessed because it brought blessing. It ushered in the presence of God. Don't you know that that's what we're supposed to do? If we carry, thank you, Jesus. If we carry God's hallowed name, we should be able to change. Things should change just because we're there. The atmosphere. That's what they did in the Old Testament. That was their assignment. They called for Elisha, because they wanted to know, hear a word from the Lord. And Elisha said, well, before I go there, get me a minstrel. So they brought the singers. They brought the musicians. And it said, and it came to pass when the minstrels played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. He ushered in the presence of the Lord through the music. Do what you've got to do to have God show up in your situation. I told you I needed. I needed to worship. I needed to praise in my work situation with my business. There, I mean, some things are. But you know what? I said, God, You're the God of the future. You're the God of tomorrow. And you promised to take care of me. All I have to do is ask and ask in faith, believing. That's it. And that's what Elisha did. He asked the Lord. And he said, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Make this valley full of ditches. What is with me today? Sorry about that. For thus saith the Lord, the 17th verse, ye shall not see wind. Let me preface. If you read before this, they were getting ready to go up the battle. They're in the desert. There's no water. It's like, besides us getting wiped out, we're going to be dying of thirst before that ever even happens. There was no water. But here's what he says, thus saith the Lord. Third chapter, second Kings, now on the 17th verse. Ye shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water that you may drink, both ye, your cattle, and your beast. You know, God gave us the same declaration. He says, decree and declare a thing, and it shall be. I mean, we have the same hallowed name to do the same. He says, speak in the New Testament. He reframes it. Speak things as though they were. Now, what was he doing? He was just saying, you're not going to see the wind and neither shall you see the rain, but there's going to be water. Nobody could see any water anywhere. Where was it coming from? Hallowed be thy name. He called on the name of the Lord, and this is the power that's in that name. 18. And this shall be, and this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. And he will deliver the Moabites also. Here's the perk, what you came out there for. It's no biggie. Your enemy will be delivered into your hand. Oh, we only believe God. And ye shall smite every fenced city, every choice city, and shall fall every good tree, and stop at all the wells of water, and mark every good piece of land with stone. What? 20. And it came to pass in the morning. Oh, this is like so cool. When the meat offering, they had an offering, was offered. Behold, there came water by the way of Eden, and the country was filled with water, just like the prophet said. Because the power in his hallowed name of Jesus, his Lord and Savior. And when the Moabites heard that the king were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put on armor and upward and stood on the border. They rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water. And the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, 23, this is blood. The kings are surely slain. They have smitten each other. Now, therefore, Moab, go take the spoil. So they had this great army, which was greater than the three of those armies put together. This is why they were so afraid. But what did they do? Instead of giving into their fear, being stressed out, having a heart attack, being sick, they said, there's got to be a prophet in the land that can reach the Lord, that can tell us. They called. The Lord said, you have not, because you ask not. You have not. That's all he wants you to do is ask. And that's what they did. And then the Moabites thought that we're all dead. They saw all this blood. So their mindset when they went down into the valley was that everybody was dead. They didn't have a war mindset. They had no strategies of war. They were just going to collect the spoil because everyone was dead. But au contraire, no one was dead. And they wiped them out. They were not prepared mentally. Who knows? Maybe they didn't even take their swords and shields with them. It doesn't say. But it said they didn't leave the valley. Okay. And after they got finished with them, their blood was covering the valley. You know, don't mess with God's people, okay? It's not a good thing. He told Abraham, I'll bless those that bless you. I'll curse those that curse you. Do not mess with God's people. God loves his children, and he takes care of them. And he doesn't like the way his enemies treat his children. Learn to love the Lord and learn to love God's people. But I want you to get out of the lesson, and the subtopic was Jesus, our power source. This name, the name of the Lord, which is Jesus, because they are one. He says, when you see me, you see the Father, are one. And his power is continuous throughout both the Old and the New Testament. If we only believe. Woo! If we only believe. God bless you. And just believe. Read. It's not this. You know, Andre Crouch says, oh, it's not just a story, but reality. Tell me the story of Jesus. One of his older songs. It sounds like music in my ear. Beautiful stories of Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm longing to hear. So it's not, these are stories, but it's not just the story. Oh, my goodness. Therefore, our timing and our training, call on your prophet. Lesson number one, believe the word of the prophet. Lesson number two, prophet, call on your minstrels. Those of you in ministry, music ministry, what we're going to talk about Saturday, oh, my goodness. Live like the temple of God dwells in you. Because he's counting on you to usher in the anointing. Those of you that are filled with the Spirit of God, know that wherever you go, you have an assignment. So beware of that. Be tuned into that. Bless the name of the Lord wherever you go. And be in power. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I shun that. As I speak, let the ear healing go out and that right eardrum and be totally healed miraculously, because you're a supernatural God. And all we have to do is ask and then believe that it's done. That person, Lord, that just got the report of cancer, the next time they go back, is gone. Believe the word of the Lord. It works. Hallelujah. Bless in Jesus' name. Amen.